It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In what looks like a rough year for Democrats, a Senate seat they thought was safe is the one held for 50 years by Robert Byrd. When the West Virginia senator died in June, the state's popular Democratic governor, Joe Manchin, announced he would run in the special election to fill the remaining 2 years of Byrd's term. While most analysts expected Manchin to win in a walk, the contest has turned out to be anything but a sure thing. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
I'm standing in front of the public debt, literally, the Bureau of Public Debt, part of the U.S. Treasury that sells savings bonds and T-bills to finance public spending. As it happens, it's here in Parkersburg, West Virginia. It's in Parkersburg thanks to the late Senator Robert Byrd, who transferred it legislatively from Washington, D.C. Ironically, Democrats are struggling to hold on to Byrd's Senate seat, in part because of the spending symbolized by that building.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're an apple pie bar, hey, here we go. How about 75? Hey, anybody go 75?
At the Clark County Farm Bureau's 4-H pie auction and Meet the Candidates forum the other night, there was an array of tasty baked goods on display, along with some politicians, among them Republican Senate candidate John Racey.
All right. Thank you for the Farm Bureau for a wonderful endorsement, and it's a great pleasure for me to have that endorsement. I appreciate it very much.
Racey is heir to Greer Industries, a West Virginia conglomerate that owns limestone and asphalt plants, radio stations, and the Seneca Caverns. He's been on the ballot before, unsuccessfully taking on Byrd and challenging Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller and losing a race for governor. This time, though, he says it's different.
I think there is an outcry across West Virginia, and certainly an outcry across America. People are genuinely upset. And quite frankly, I'm sort of glad they're upset, because if they weren't upset, I'd have a wonder about the American public.
They're angry, he says, about the deficit and about policies of the Obama administration, such as the health care overhaul and climate change legislation known as cap and trade, deeply unpopular in this coal-producing state. Racey has pumped some $2.4 million of his own money into the campaign. The National Republican Senate Campaign Committee has put in another $1.2 million, buoyed by polls that show Racey with a small lead. Most of the money is going to TV and radio ads, tying the popular governor to the not-so-popular president.
I'm behind that. I am totally behind health care reform.
Sorry, Joe. Our seniors can't afford you to be a rubber stamp for Barack Obama.
I'm John Racey, and I approve of this message because I will be the senator who won't be a rubber stamp for Barack Obama. The only one I'll serve is you.
Manchin has raised just a bit over $400,000, an amount matched by the Democrat Senate Campaign Committee. The Democrat has been hitting back hard with his ads, aiming at Racey's conservative economic views and his wealth.
No wonder Racey wants to get rid of the minimum wage. And no wonder he once fired employees from his company, then tripled health premiums on retirees. But what does Racey care?
I made my money the old-fashioned way. I inherited it.
John Racey puts his profits before our people.
I'm in the business of making money.
Manchin has been governor for 6 years. Earlier this year, he was a constant presence during the explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine last April that killed 29 miners. He's won a wide range of endorsement from groups that don't always back Democrats, the Chamber of Commerce, the National Rifle Association, and the West Virginia coal industry. He says he'll take a West Virginia attitude to Washington.
We put our house in order. This federal government needs to put its house in order, its financial house. This spending's got to stop. It's got to stop. And I've been very clear on that. And it's not me just saying, oh, I think you need to do this. I can go up and show them what we did.
Racey makes the argument that West Virginia voters should reward Manchin for doing a good job as governor by keeping him in that post. Back at the pie auction, I spoke with Tom Aisinger, a longtime Republican member of the State House of Delegates.
I think people like Governor Manchin personally. I don't think it's a personal thing. I think they just want to change the politics in Washington.
Still, if Manchin loses in November, Aisinger says it will be the upset of his lifetime. And it could upset a lot of people who've been counting on a Democrat in this seat for more than half a century. Brian Naylor, NPR News.